Jeff Hutchison is driving you home. ABC Radio Perth.
The ACT's Director of Public Prosecutions, Shane Drumgold, has written to police recommending they investigate allegations against former High Court Judge Dyson Heydon. An investigation commissioned by the High Court upheld complaints from six former judges' associates of sexual harassment by Mr. Heydon when he worked at the court. Three of the women have announced plans to sue. Mr. Heydon has categorically denied the allegations against him. Well, today we can let you know that a survey of West Australian women's lawyers has shown similar and disturbing trends within the profession. In a submission to the National Inquiry into Sexual Harassment in Australian Workplaces, more than 500 women were asked about their personal experiences of sexual harassment, and 41% of them confirmed they'd endured primarily lewd jokes or suggestive comments. 94 women had experienced unwelcome physical touching, 85 had experienced sexual advances, and 80 invasive questioning about their private life or body. The most commonly cited offender was a legal partner, and the harasser was identified as 95% male. And significantly, 85% of these women, these West Australian women lawyers, did not confront their harasser, and most tried to just ignore the behaviour. And I wonder if you have a story to tell me today, 1300 222 720, because my next guest has one to tell you. Judith Fordham is a well-known and highly respected criminal barrister, and she believes that now is the time to tell a story of harassment by a senior colleague. Judith, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Judith, before I ask you to tell that story, 40% of more than 500 women working in the legal fraternity in WA acknowledge that they've experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. What do you make of those statistics?
I'm not surprised. Particularly in the legal profession, which is a very hierarchical profession, people tend to have to simply deal with this sort of behaviour. It's a fairly secretive profession in some ways, and there are still, although hopefully the world's changing a bit, albeit slowly, there are still men in particular in positions of power who will treat women like this. I'm simply not surprised. It's an open secret.
Will you share with us your experience?
Yes, and I might add, it's not easy to share. I've only said something as of yesterday, other than to one or two close friends. But with what has happened in the High Court, and in particular with Chief Justice Kiefel actually putting out a public statement, it seems to me that, you know, it's about time that, you know, people did stand up to be counted. I should have many years ago, but didn't. So in a nutshell, quite a number of years ago, because I've been in the legal profession for over 30 years now, I experienced actual indecent assaults from two judges on different occasions. One, in fact, stalked me for a time as well. Now, I didn't report it. I didn't tell anybody because I knew that I wouldn't be believed. I knew the attitude from many would be, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Yes.
In particular, I was a criminal lawyer where there were very few women at that time, and I knew it would be absolute career suicide. In fact, one of the judges, the one that stalked me for a time, and I wouldn't cooperate with what he wanted, made a point of paying out on me in court whenever I appeared before him, such that if I knew we were appearing before him, I had to give my client to somebody else because I knew the client wouldn't get a fair go. And that was a way of, I guess, extracting some sort of vengeance for me not doing what, in his view, a woman should have. And it's not unusual. That's the thing.
Judith, can I just unpack this a little bit? Indecent assault by two senior members of the judiciary, two judges.
Yes.
What form did this take?
One was after a social event, and lawyers are quite good at drinking. They probably have that in common with journalists, I suspect. It was a matter of, okay, who's going this way? Shortage of taxis. All right, let's share a taxi. And I was seated in the back with him, and before I knew it, his hand was up my dress. And, groping me as far as he could get. So,
you spoke of one of these judges stalking you.
This was someone who went further than that. It wasn't a drunken thing. He wanted to meet me. He wanted to, see me in, various venues. He found out where I lived. He came to my home. He told me about his marriage problems and said that he would like to see me without my clothes. And his wife didn't understand him. It was pretty classic. Would ring me at work to the extent that I had to change my phone number. And that was somebody who was just as Mr. Hayden was sitting in judgment of others, and very often on sexual offending.
And you also said that when you came before one of these judges, such as the smallness of the fraternity, you were of the view that he treated you differently?
Yes, and I had that comment from others as well. What have you done to him? How have you upset him? So it wasn't just me, being a tad paranoid. People would notice that me, but more importantly, my client, wasn't getting a fair go. There was one trial where he said in front of the jury, "That's right, Miss Fordham, pull the wool over the jury's eyes, sling some mud, do anything other than get to the truth," which is an outrageous thing to say in front of a jury. And the one way I was going to try and deal with that would be to appeal a conviction, but unfortunately, in inverted commas, we won, so there was nothing to appeal, so that didn't happen. But I felt sick at the time. I mean, these are not isolated experiences. I've just given you, I suppose, the two worst, and they weren't isolated just to me. And the thing is, they are still happening, and if people don't accept that, they haven't been there.
Judith Fordham is my guest. She's a criminal barrister, and as you have heard, she has spoken of indecent assaults by two members of the West Australian judiciary. Judith, how did the young Judith Fordham deal with something so frightening as that, knowing that there seemed to be such little capacity for you to complain or to tell?
Look, I told, as I said, just a couple of close friends. Other than that, I buried it. It was something I just tried to soldier on through. That's what many women do. That some walk away. There were no avenues back then. I think, in fact, women lawyers either didn't exist or had only just started. It's more now that I'm thinking back to it that I actually feel sick. Back then, no, I just tried to crush it and soldier on and do my job the best I could, thinking that maybe there needs to be more women in this particular area of law, and maybe women have got to, keep putting one foot in front of the other.
And yet, Judith, when I quoted those statistics at the start of the interview, this was a submission in February of last year.
That's right.
Of hundreds and hundreds of women in the legal profession in Western Australia, and overwhelmingly, 85% of them did not confront their harasser, which must tell you that their fear is as real now as it was when this was happening to you.
And I don't blame them one little bit. I think the thing that has happened with all the publicity around this, and Chief Justice Kiefel using a word like ashamed in a public statement, I'm really hoping that this is a watershed moment and that women will, there are now things they can do. There is the capacity to be believed. And, you know, some of these dinosaurs that still think it's okay to do this sort of thing just might pause and think twice. Maybe they won't be protected by their mates. Maybe this is the start of a change, and that's why I've decided to say something now. But I certainly don't blame people from a year or two or three ago for saying nothing. You're trying to get on in a profession that is so, you know, hierarchical, where your advancement depends on pleasing the right people, and that involves pleasing people who are in power.
What happened to those judges? Where are those judges, Judith?
Look, they're both retired. And in fact, I should have said that because I'd hate any of the current ones to think I'm talking about them. They're both retired. Other than that, I really don't know. I make it my business not to know.
Of course. My guest is Judith Fordham, criminal barrister, telling her story of what it was like to work within the West Australian legal system, if there is to be a consequence and an upside to the allegations made against Dyson Heydon, the High Court judge. Allegations that he has categorically denied, but it is that more women working in the law might feel able to tell a story to expose that which has been going on for years. And Judith Fordham has really courageously done that on this program today. Judith, there was a statement today signed by the Chief Justice Peter Quinlan, the President of the State Administrative Tribunal, Janine Pritchard, Hilton Quayle, the President of the Children's Court, Gail Sutherland, the Chief Judge of the Family Court, Julie Wager, I'm sorry if I've mispronounced that.
Wager,
the Chief Judge of the District Court, and Stephen Heath from the Magistrates Court. And the statement says, as the heads of jurisdictions of the courts and tribunals in Western Australia, we're committed to ensuring a safe working environment for all staff. The commitment requires us to ensure our staff are not subject to any form of sexual harassment in the workplace. Sexual harassment in any workplace is unlawful and wholly unacceptable. It is also contrary to the demands of justice that judicial officers are sworn to uphold. For that reason, any form of harassment by a judicial officer is not only reprehensible, but a breach of the trust. In light of the outcome of investigations commissioned by the High Court and tribunals in Western Australia, we are taking steps to review existing policies and procedures. It is essential all staff have the confidence that they can raise concerns or complaints. So, Judith, if you were that 35-year-old associate now, would you feel confident taking a complaint such as yours to a higher authority?
I have to say this both from a young perspective and a now perspective. I know all those judicial officers well enough to say that I would be confident that any complaint I had would be taken seriously and investigated fairly. And that's why, even though I'm not surprised at the statistics, I do feel the winds of change. Each of those people is part of a different breed from, you know, a generation ago, which is, I suppose, what I'm really talking about, or almost a generation ago.
Yeah.
And I believe they will. And that, to some extent, is a bit of a credit to the process of appointing judicial officers, which is perhaps less of a club and who knows who's thing. In fact, definitely less of that than it used to be. So the hierarchy is changing, and the higher up those changes go, the better it is for those starting at the bottom.
You've mentioned, and Linda Black spoke of this to me on Monday night, when the Chief Justice Susan Kiefel spoke of the High Court being ashamed of the alleged behaviour of Justice Dyson Heydon, that those words were enormously powerful. Is this an opportunity, Judith, for others to be empowered?
Oh, absolutely. To hear that from the absolute top of the tree. And that's a strong word. You know, that's a, not expresses its regret or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's a personal, powerful and emotional word to use. And I say that in the truest of senses. And I think that is enormously empowering. And I don't know the Chief Justice of the High Court at all, but I would expect that she thought about using that word very carefully and did it quite deliberately. And, you know, it's I really believe that things will change a lot faster than the glacial pace that's occurred in the past.
Just as you go and as you put down the phone and then take a deep breath and reflect on the things you've said and the allegations that you've had to make about just horrendous behaviour by those who wielded enormous power over you. Dee has sent a text to say, "This makes me feel sick, Jeff. My daughter is studying law and is working as a paralegal. It is definitely time for women in law to speak out, but thank you to you, Judith. It would not be easy, even now after all of this time." And I share Dee's sentiments, Judith Fordham. Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Thank you.
You're with Jeff Hutchison on ABC Radio Perth.